Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our text this morning begins in Mark chapter 1. And verse 21. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him, and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it, and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter. And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came, bringing to him a paralytic man carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose, and immediately picked up his bed, and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Let us pray. Righteous Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. We thank you for this word that you have preserved about the life of your Son. We pray, Father, that we lean on Christ's authority to cleanse us and forgive us of our sins. We are thankful that you sent him to live among us and that you have granted us the forgiveness of sins through his blood. And we're thankful, Father, for the new life that we anticipate in your Son's new life. And Father, we pray that you hasten his coming. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, so today's text, and a kind of a longish reading for a shortish sermon, we hope. But it's made up of six stories. You've got an exorcism at a synagogue in Capernaum. You've got the healing of Simon Peter's mother. You've got mass healings and exorcisms over the course of an evening. You've got a preaching tour of Galilee that included exorcisms. You've got the healing of a leper, and you've got the healing of a paralytic man in Capernaum, the one who was let down through the ceiling. They all share a focus on Jesus' authority and his ability to miraculously heal people and cast out demons. All right, so that's why we're considering all of these together this morning. Mark connects these things together explicitly from the outset of today's reading. Jesus begins teaching in the synagogue, and the authoritative way in which he teaches shocks the other people there at the synagogue. Right? He teaches as one having authority and not as the scribes teach. But then the scene immediately turns in a seemingly different direction. Now, instead of hearing about Jesus' authoritative teaching, we hear about a demon-possessed man. This man confronts Jesus in the synagogue, and Jesus exorcises him. But we learn from the people's reaction that this story really hasn't shifted directions at all. Right? It's not like we start with teaching and then we move on to the casting out of the demon. As far as the people present are concerned, these two things are tied together. They were all amazed so that they question among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits." And they obey him. Jesus' authority and his ability to cast out demons and heal the sick are connected. They are part and parcel with each other. And Mark is not just saying that Jesus has the power to miraculously heal the sick and to cast out demons. He's saying that Jesus has authority. Authority that is born out not just in his miracle working, but also in his preaching and teaching. We see it in most of the stories that we've read in today's text. Over the course of the reading, we learn what his authority is about. When he heals the leper, what does he tell the leper to do? He says, "Go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them." Jesus healed the leper so that he might become clean. In other words, that this man who had formerly suffered from leprosy might resume a normal relationship with God and with God's people. Because remember, under the law, leprosy cuts a person off from the worship, from God's people. You know, they have to live outside the camp. Leprosy cuts them off from the worship of God for the entirety of their illness. But what Jesus has done is he reaches out and first off, he touches this man who is unclean according to the law. And rather than becoming unclean himself, as you would normally expect under the law, instead of the uncleanness moving from the leper to Jesus, Jesus' cleanness moves from him to the leper. And so the leper is now able to go and offer the sacrifices and finish the rituals necessary for him to be marked clean. Now he can come back into the camp. Now he can go to the temple. Now he can bring offerings that he's not been able to bring while he was a leper. Now he can resume a normal relationship with God and a normal relationship with God's people. This becomes the explicit point of these stories by the end of today's reading. When the paralytic is let down through the ceiling, Jesus forgives him his sins. And this brings everything to a head. The scribes are sitting there wondering in their hearts, who does this guy think he is? All right, this guy is committing blasphemy because only God can forgive sins. And if Jesus was just a man, then they would be right. It would be blasphemy for him to say that he could forgive sins. But Jesus proves the nature of his authority. That just as surely as he has authority to command the demons to depart, just as surely as he has authority to command sicknesses to be lifted, so he has authority to command this man to be well and to arise, and he has authority to forgive him his sins. And he has authority to forgive us our sins. Because sin makes us all like the leper. Sin cuts us off from the worship of God, cuts us off from the people of God. Sin separates. And we need cleansing in order to be restored to that worship. Remember, that's what Mark opened with, this quotation from the prophets at the beginning of chapter 1. Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And as we read from the prophets, where Mark is quoting, those are passages about cleansing. Get clean, get ready, because God's Messiah is coming. We need cleansing to live. And Jesus has the authority to make us clean. But like we've said, authority is not just power. We see over and over in today's reading that Jesus' authority is found not just in his miracle working, but in his teaching. We saw it connected again there in that the story about the paralytic. What's Jesus doing as these four guys go up on the roof and start removing the roof to let the guy down through the ceiling? Jesus is sitting there proclaiming the word. If we want to be clean today, then we must recognize the authority of Jesus. Just as those first believers did in Galilee, right? They made the connection, and so should we. A new teaching with authority. This man can even command demons, command unclean spirits to come out, and they listen to him. If we want to receive cleansing from Jesus, we likewise must recognize his authority. Over the course of Mark's proclamation of the kingdom, we are going to hear Jesus preach and teach many things. And if we wish to be clean, then we must hear them and we must keep them. So the call this morning is to recognize the authority of Jesus Christ and to submit to that authority. Our Lord has requirements for us. Mark's gospel hasn't gotten to them yet, but we'll be getting there. Mark is laying the groundwork for us by showing us that the cleansing and the healing that Jesus offers is couched in his authority. And so we invite all who are with us today to submit to the authority of Jesus Christ and to obtain the salvation that is freely available in him. We invite everyone who has heard the good news of Jesus Christ to believe in that message, that God sent his Son to live among men as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. We invite you to repent of sin. We invite you to confess Jesus as Lord and to be baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection for the remission of sins, and to remain faithful in Christ. We stand ready to help. If you are in need of baptism, or if you're in need of repentance, whatever your need may be. Make them known by coming forward as together we stand and sing.